Directed by the award-winning Ang Lee, this film tells a story of hope and survival as it narrates the adventures of the young Pai, who is shipwrecked and spends over 200 days on a lifeboat and raft in the company of a magnificent Bengal tiger. As film critic Father Peter Malone explains, the film shows the magic of ocean life. Phosphorescent life forms, dolphins and a stampede of flying fish. On the other, it's realistic about the hardships, especially with the tiger, with whom eventually a friendship grows. Did you enjoy it?
I did. A lot of people are finding this a very engaging film. Somebody visited me this afternoon and was saying that she and the family had seen it last night, and she had enjoyed it very much. Her 13-year-old had got a lot out of it, but her 11-year-old was a bit disdainful. She thinks he didn't quite understand it at all. So I say audiences from 12 up may well get a lot out of it, not just the look of it, which is astounding, but I suppose the characterizations and the mystery of the story that the older Pai is telling a journalist, because that's the framework and a lot of flashbacks and the visualising of this story of survival that the adult Pai is telling.
I was sitting in this coffee house and this old man at the table next to me struck up a conversation.
He said you had an amazing story.
Let's see then, where to begin?
And then you begin to wonder, did it actually happen like that or at all? And then you wonder, well, does it matter? Because it's like a fable of survival that he's telling. And so I think a lot of people will come out of the cinema just giving it a bit of thought. What did I see? What did it mean? There's a lot of meaning of life language. There's quite a bit of God language in it. So quite challenging, quite interesting.
What do you mean when you say there's a bit of God language in it?
Well, the young Pai, by the way, I'd better explain that his father and uncle were very keen on a swimming pool in Paris, the Piscine Molitor. And the father called his son then Piscine Molitor Patel. And, of course, if you anglicise the piscine, it sounds rather rude, and that's what the kids all laughed at, the poor boy with the rude name. So he decided then, he went from classroom to classroom, to explain that he would be Pi. And he gave them a huge mathematical explanation of the meaning of Pi and its enumeration. And on it goes from there.
I was born and raised in one of the most beautiful places on earth. It was a time filled with wonder that I'll always remember.
But as a young boy, he's brought up in the Hindu tradition. They live in Pondicherry in India. And then he goes to a Catholic church, is dared to drink the holy water. But he meets a priest and he starts talking about Jesus and the crucifixion. And he becomes very interested in Christianity and Catholicism. And at another stage, he meets the Muslims in Pondicherry. And so he's absorbing the major religious traditions as a teenager.
But when my family chose to move our zoo halfway around the world, that is when my greatest journey began.
Which sustained him then when the family, on their way to Canada, are struck by a storm and the ship sinks. And he is then marooned on a lifeboat with several animals, including a Bengal tiger, whom he'd encountered in his father's zoo, and who was registered for the tiger's name, mistakenly with the name of the hunter, who is Richard Parker. And so Pai is on this raft on the Pacific with Richard Parker, the tiger.
The next part of the story find hard to believe.
So, touch tongue in cheek, but the bulk of the film is the survival, the interaction between the young man and the tiger, and the extraordinary beauty of the Pacific Ocean.
An extraordinary beauty of the tiger itself, although it does appear to be very virtual to my eyes.
Yes, I kept smiling because with the Indian intonation of Richard Parker, it actually seems extraordinarily quaint, funny, but real.
You speak of a fable, and that's what it looks like. It looks like a fable for children, for adolescents who like fables. Will a rather jaded adult enjoy it?
I think so, because Ang Lee is a very skilled filmmaker, and with his huge range of the kinds of films that he's made over the last 20 years, seems to be able to bring any kind of genre to life. When you think of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and all the magic of that, and when you think, say, of Brokeback Mountain and the beauty of the American Outback, he's able to bring his stories alive in a way that other directors don't. And so I think the jaded adults will probably be in admiration of the writing, of the photography, of the storytelling. It's also nominated for an Oscar for Best Film.
Probably also of the technological know-how that has gone into this film.
Yes, apparently he built a huge tank and they filled it with water and did their special effects, all done in a tank in a studio.
Peter, I have real problems watching films with animals because they upset me, especially zoos and you know, animals that are in danger and die. Do you think I can watch it?
A couple of animals do die vividly, I'd have to tell you that. But you're allowed to look away at that and know that this has happened. But the whole thing is really a bit of a triumph. Although when they get to land, there's a whole lot of meerkats. And it doesn't spoil the film, but Pi, who's telling the story, survives. But Richard Parker goes into the jungle and is seen no more.
Good for him.
Yes. No, I really like Richard Parker. I can hear the boy saying that all the time. Yes, it's proven more popular than I would have imagined. I've been listening to a number of people who've said they're very glad that they saw it.